A Good Trade. Written by Niraj Sikki. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Modao Zusha, or The Untamed. Rating, general audiences. Category, Gen. Also tagged for childhood friends, childhood crush, hints of background trauma, possibly the backstory to Pastime with Good Company. But it also stands alone. Summary, in which Lan Xichun, nearly 13, visits Niaming Tui, newly appointed sect leader, and decide to swap brothers for a day. Lan Xichun had been told several times not to expect that things would be the same as they'd been the last time he'd visited Qinghe and the Unclean Realm. It was unusual that he'd visited before at all, in fact. Usually the heirs to the great sects were raised very firmly in their own traditions before being allowed to venture out to meet any others, often only in their teenage years, when they were wise enough to learn from others without losing the core of their ancestors' teaching. But his uncle had been friends with old sect leader Nie, personal friends in addition to being allies, and so he'd had the chance to visit once before, a few years back. He'd enjoyed that visit. He'd been very young, younger than Lan Wangji was now. Sometimes he felt he was still younger than Lan Wangji, who was not quite 9 years old, but very solemn about it. But Niaming Tui was very nice to him, showing him around and playing games with him very earnestly, as if he hadn't any friends at all. It didn't feel at all like the older boy had been humoring him. They'd even gotten in trouble with their parents together, having tried to switch their baby brothers around, so that old Nie would stop complaining about his child's low vitality, and Lan Xichun's uncle could have some peace and quiet from Lan Wangji's very effective lungs at last. Things would be different now, of course. Lan Xichun was nearly 13 years old, on the verge of adulthood, in the technical sense anyway. But Niaming Tui? Niaming Tui was already clan leader. It puzzled Lan Xichun a little how someone he remembered as being only a few years older than him could have so quickly shot into the ranks of real adulthood. Were there really 6 years between them? It didn't seem possible. But then again, he had spent his childhood visit looking up at Niaming Tui from a great distance. It was Niaming Tui, not old Nie, who greeted them at the door, and who sat with Uncle in the study to drink tea and talk politics. And when he was done that, he had to go and deal with sect business. First, a table full of papers that Lan Xichun would never be allowed to look at, and then a hall full of people asking questions. And after that, he had to lead saber training for the Nie sect disciples. It wasn't until right before bedtime in Gusu that Lan Xichun was able to find time to talk to his friend. "You look tired," he said, and Niaming Tui smiled a little, nodding in agreement. "Is there anything I can do to help?" Niaming Tui rubbed his eyes. "Can you spend some time with Huaisong tomorrow? I haven't had as much time for him as I'd like these past few days, and he's only just barely started being able to handle being away from me for a few hours without going into a panic." "Certainly," Lan Xichun said, and a beautiful idea appeared in his brain. I'll send Wangji to you, of course. Nie Mingchui blinked at him. We did always say they'd make a good trade, Lan Xichen said, and smiled when Nie Mingchui laughed. In the morning, Lan Xichen told Lan Wangji that his duty for the day was to go and help sect leader Nie with whatever he needed, which Lan Wangji accepted with a deep, solemn nod that suggested he was preparing to go to war. It won't be that bad, Lan Xichen coaxed. It's only Mingchui, Xiong. Don't you remember when he came to visit Gusu a few years back? You sparred with him a few times, and later... Lan Wangji's ears abruptly turned bright red, and he shook his head furiously to forestall any further commentary. Lan Xichen pressed his lips together to keep from laughing. Lan Wangji had had the most adorable crush on Nie Mingchui in those days. You know, Lan Xichen said innocently, given that it's morning, I think you'll probably find Mingchui Xiong at the training grounds. Lan Wangji was gone faster than the wind. Still chuckling, Lan Xichen went to go find his own charge. Nie Huaisang had been sick with allergies during part of their visit to Gusu, staying inside so he wouldn't make them worse. So Lan Xichen hadn't had much of an impression of him. He remembered a little dumpling, a round face with a vivacious smile and an awful lot of giggling, a sunny contrast to Lan Wangji's natural seriousness. The shy, skinny child that flinched away from him and hid his face behind a fan wasn't anything like the child he'd remembered. Nie Mingchui had said something about Nie Huaisang having developed a tendency to have brief attacks of heightened panic, Lan Xichen remembered, which were worsened if he couldn't lay eyes on his elder brother for any extended period of time. He must be afraid of losing his brother the way he'd lost his father, which Lan Xichen could understand. The painful memory of being told his mother wasn't there anymore still stung bitterly any time he let himself think too much about it, and it'd been years, not months. Nie Mingchui's visit had been the only thing that had managed to lift Lan Wangji's gloom after the death of their mother, and Lan Xichen would be forever indebted to him for that, even if he'd never tell him the exact reason. Lan Wangji would immediately expire out of sheer embarrassment if he did. I'm going to be spending some time with you today, Lan Xichen announced, and Nie Huaisang looked more resigned than anything else, turning his head gloomily to look at where his saber was sitting in its proper place. How do you feel about painting? Nie Huaisang paused, and very slowly turned his head back to look at Lan Xichen suspiciously. Real painting? With ink and colors and everything, Lan Xichen promised. He knew that Qinghe Nie tended to believe that physical exercise was a good antidote to grief, but he'd personally found that art worked better for him as an escape. Maybe this same would be true for Nie Huaisang. We can go paint some landscapes, or maybe we can see if we can find any birds. There were a lot of birds in Qinghe, and all different types, too. It was as if every time Lan Xichen turned his head, there was a new explosion of feathers in some new configuration. I like birds, Nie Huaisang murmured, his voice very soft. We'll keep an eye out for any we see then, Lan Xichen said enthusiastically. If we can catch one, I'll convince your brother to let you keep it. Nie Huaisang's face brightened, and Lan Xichen was sure it wouldn't be hard to convince Nie Mingchui to let his brother keep a few animals. Not if he could see that smile. Really? I can keep one at home? Really? It's safe now? Nie Huaisang asked, hopping off the bed to go put his hand in Lan Xichen's. Lan Xichen thought that was an odd question, but nodded again. We'll buy a nice bronze cage in the market, he said, thinking that Nie Huaisang might be worried about cats or something. Another notable feature of Qinghe. Stray cats everywhere. That'll keep it safe. Steel is better, Nie Huaisang said as Lan Xichen led him out. Bronze will bend if a fist hits it hard enough. It won't protect whatever's inside. Steel it is, then, Lanxichen said. He'd only thought that bronze would match the decor of Nie Huaisang's room. Steel would clash and ruin the feng shui. Maybe plated in bronze? That works!
I'm a sect leader now,
Nie Mingtui told Lan Wangji, who was standing at attention better than some of the adult Nie sect disciples.
What I need right now are good lieutenants. Are you capable?
Lan Wangji nodded firmly.
It won't be that interesting,
Nie Mingtui warned him.
If you think you'll get bored and want to wander off, I won't.
Lan Wangji said, and there was a note of determination and pride in his voice that made Nie Mingtui want to pick him up with one arm and give him a hug the way he'd done in the past. He didn't, of course. For one thing, it'd be beneath his dignity as a sect leader to so casually embrace a child from another sect. Or anyone, for that matter. For another, Lan Wangji had always had a great deal of pride for a child, and Nie Mingtui had long ago figured out that the best way to deal with pride was to offer respect where it was due.
Very well, then, Nie Mingtui said. I will count on you.
Lan Wangji lifted his head and clenched his fists, his eyes shining, and his expression only became more and more happy, in that barely noticeable way he had, when he realized Nie Mingtui was giving him tasks that actually needed doing, rather than merely filling time to entertain him. Nie Mingtui wouldn't have done the latter regardless. He'd always disdained the idea of condescending to a child like that. But as a matter of fact, he did need help. Someone to write things down as he made decisions, to survey things and report back to him what he saw, to arrange that he would have fresh ink before he noticed he was out, to put signatures on things that needed to be signed once Nie Mingtui had approved the idea, to inconspicuously serve tea during important political discussions, while keeping enough of an ear out to be able to remind Nie Mingtui of everything that had been discussed later. His advisors were right. He really did need a deputy. Possibly several of them, if he couldn't find one competent enough to serve alone.
Wangji,
he said towards the end of the day, and Lan Wangji looked up from where he was faithfully copying out one of the letters that needed to go out before the end of the day. He was barely tall enough to sit properly at the table, but his calligraphy was perfect.
You helped a great deal today. Well done.
Lan Wangji nodded and looked down to finish off the letter, only the redness of his ears revealing his embarrassment. They went down to the entrance to meet Lan Xichen and Nie Huaisang, who were returning from their outing for the day. Nie Huaisang was clutching a giant birdcage covered in cloth, with a smile that almost looked like the one from last year, from before. And Lan Xichen had paint splattered on his face and white clothing.
Do I want to know?
He asked Lan Xichen dryly, as he gestured for the two children to greet each other. But Lan Xichen only laughed. I promised him we could keep whatever we found, he said with a smile. Also, Huaisang has some paintings he wants to show you. If you like them, you might consider hanging one up in your office. He will hang them all up, no matter how ugly they are, Nie Mingtui decides immediately. He doesn't say that out loud, merely nods and says,
We'll see then.
How was Wangji? Lan Xichen asked. He didn't bother you, did he?
Don't be absurd. Wangji's a good boy,
Nie Mingtui said.
And an excellent deputy. If he wasn't your brother, I'd try to steal him away from you.
He might like that, Lan Xichen said, looking at Lan Wangji fondly. Maybe when he's a little older, I can send him here for a season to improve his cultivation. Lan Wangji didn't do anything as crass as nod furiously, but his expression showed distinct signs of interest. He wasn't paying the slightest bit of attention to Nie Huaisang, who was rambling into his ear.
And perhaps I'll send Huaisang to cloud recesses for your uncle's teaching,
Nie Mingtui replied, mildly hopeful. It was out of the question right now, with Nie Huaisang only sleeping through the night half the days in a week, and never when he was on his own. But it would be nice, in the future. He thought that his little brother would enjoy the serenity of Gusu. And then we caught a bird! Look!
Nie Huaisang concluded, pulling the cover off the birdcage. Nie Mingchue glanced over, then did a double take and stared.
Si Chen,
he said, with remarkable restraint. Did you actually promise that my brother would be allowed to keep a vicious, flesh-eating hawk?
There's no way a hawk is that small, Lan Xichen said.
After a second of observing Nie Mingtui's face, he added, a little weakly,
right?
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!